Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cat. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
Well, good evening. Hi, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to all our listeners in Japan, Canada, United Kingdom, South Korea, welcome in. It is Find It Out Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Hey, we made it through another week. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization which skilled advisors and consultants to help you get to your goal. They work with adults and youth in leadership, education, workshops, training, with much focus on our youth out there. Keep an eye out for community unification and collaboration. You know, we have some fun for you this evening. We're going to be checking in with the singing chef, Mario Tate, with the Tate Experience. You know, I call Mario a one-stop shopping because he can do it all. But before we get started on that, I'd like to pass my condolences out and ask you all to keep on sending that positive energy to my friend, my universal brother, Wayne Shorter, who is no longer here with us. You know, life can unfold unlimitedly as long as we have a heart of appreciation and an undefeated mind. We volunteer to be born in our current life condition and choose to encounter the problems that we have had or have. If you can take this perspective, you should be able to overcome any difficulty with joy. You see, we believe in birth, death, and rebirth, so we know what it's all about out there. And I just want to play this, just a little bit of this, for my universal brother, Mr. Wayne Shorter, renowned jazz all over the world. Wayne, may you peace or move around or do whatever you have to do out there. We love you, and we're going to continue to send it to you till we see you again.
Thank you.
Way up high.
To say thank you, Wayne, for giving us that beautiful gift of love and music year after year after year. May you fly high, high over the rainbow. Now, I got some excitement here for you. I have Mario Tate, the singing chef with the Tate Experience. Now, I know you're trying to put all that together, and if you haven't had the opportunity of listening to him on the previous shows, Mario Tate, the Tate Experience, is something that you have to experience. And I can tell you, it is an experience. is an experience, is exciting. I call him one-stop shopping. Mm-hmm. He can theme it. He will cook it. He'll come out of that chef uniform, put on a white tail or black tail or whatever tuxedo, and entertain your guests. This is someone that whenever you hear that he's preparing a meal, sneak in the back door if you have to. I can let you know that you will not be disappointed. This is my brother, Mario. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome in. How are you?
I am well, Linda. How are you?
I'm okay. I appreciate you. I know you're busy. I mean, you're in great demand out there. So me to catch and snatch you for a few minutes, it's like a pleasurable experience here. I am so glad that you're going to come on with us this evening and we can find out whatever you want us to find out on Friday. I know that. Yeah, I know that you're out there moving. So talk to us. The last time I saw you, you were doing an event. But before we get going, I'd like to tell the listeners, have you ever seen a chef that could take any kind of room and turn it into a kitchen? I experienced that, okay? If you don't have it, you got the equipment to make it happen, okay? Plug up, set up, stir up, whatever. But it comes out exactly in the manner that you requested, and I can't figure it out. I've never seen a chef take a closet, a room, a side room, and turn it into a kitchen. So I'm learning. I'm learning here, and it's a pleasure to be a part of you in your life and they have you in mind. I'm so small over here. I even had an air fryer cooking today. You know, I like good food. And I'm full because I don't really like to eat anyone's food but your food. And I have to, when I want to get a taste or when I know that it's going to taste good, I call and bother you. So I put some spinach in the air fryer, chopped up some onions, put a lot of seasoning in it. That's some lobster meat and grilled it in some olive oil. And I thought I had me a Mario dish over here today. So, you know, you're wearing off on me. I'm watching and I'm bugging and I'm asking, but you're a healthy cook. It's all about wellness with you. A scratch cooker. You know how some people, I have never seen a can in your cabinet and I have never, you prep your food. You prep it and you prep it for days. That's why it tastes so darn good. So I hope I have everybody's mouth watering. Like mine is watering over here. And before we get off the phone, you know I'm going to beg for that key lime pie before you pull up out of here and go do what you have to do. If you can squeeze one in, that would make me very happy. Okay, I'm just putting it out there before I forget about it because I know you're busy.
Okay. Well, I am doing well. I am about to actually go on a vacation, but before I get to that, I just wanted to say thank you for that beautiful tribute to Wayne Shorter.
Yes.
that you did just a moment ago. That was really amazing. You know, just thinking about this year and how this year has started out, there's so much. It seems we've been going through things in the world for the past 3 years, but this year started out, and it seems to have started out with us losing a lot of great people, you know, from among us. And he was definitely one of them, one of the most amazing careers in jazz music, playing one of my favorite instruments. I love the saxophone. I think it's probably my favorite wind instrument besides the flute. And he was such an amazing artist. And
yes,
that was a really beautiful tribute and perfect song, you know. We're living
Thank
in a
you.
Time where what I want to talk about tonight is living life with a purpose and understanding that self-care is mental health care. There are a lot of people suffering in the world. There are a lot of people with, you know, there's, like I said, there's so much going on, you know, and I'm so glad that I do what I do in this hospitality business with feeding people, you know, but we've got to also recognize that when we, just as we determine to feed the body on a daily basis, we have to feed our minds, we have to feed our souls, with some nourishment that is fortifying, you know, for us to exist in all the craziness that's going on, you know?
Oh,
you know, I just went earlier prior to, I was trying to get back here and charge my phone up and get ready to come on and be with you for a bit. And just watching the insanity, I visited with her. She's in a rehabilitation place.
Right.
And, you know, there's just a lot of insanity going on amongst the workers. You know, I got to the place and with her daughter, and we get in there, and she's in the activity room where she's been asking to be taken to the restroom for over an hour.
Okay.
And no one would take her to the bathroom. And I thought, how heartless and careless, you know, because my immediate thought and the way I approach things, I always try to put myself in the position of being the person. And one thing you know is that for 20 years, I was a caregiver.
Yes.
And I was very well liked and respected because I determined every day that I went to work that I was going to do the best job and treat my clients in a way where they felt loved and cared about. And I put myself, what if this was your mother? Is this mm-hmm. how you would want your mother to be treated? Mm-hmm. You know, they're already in, these people are already in those kinds of places fighting, you know, some of them for their dear life.
Mm-hmm.
And something as simple as needing to go to the restroom, that something that you can't do on your own, that you need assistance with, and people that are being paid to assist you, and with all of the nurses and staff that are there, no one could take her to the restroom, and we had to assist her in getting her to the restroom. And then everybody, of course, wants to start jumping around as though they're trying to make an effort. And I just, it made me think, you know, number one, I got to pray harder because if more prayer is needed, that these people take their responsibility seriously, you know. But it's something that is just rampant world. We don't care about each other these days, you know. And I see it going out and feeding people and doing these catering jobs and the suffering is just so rampant, you know, and not on a downer note, because I really think that it's important for us to understand things so that we know how to move in the world.
Yes.
And we have to pay attention to
yes.
the things going on around us, because everything presents itself to us with the purpose of
yes.
showing us how we need to be led, how we need to move, how we need to shake. Everything that we need to know will present itself, you know, and I don't believe in coincidences and things like that. I believe that everything has a purpose and presents itself for a reason. And, you know, just going there today and seeing the lack of compassion, and I think that that's what's really wrong. A lot of people lack compassion. You know, and it's something that doesn't cost us anything. It's something
no.
that it exists if we dig deep enough. You know,
yes,
it's there. It's about having a heart for your fellow man, for your fellow woman, for society as a whole. And in my faith teaches me that everything is a mirror
yes.
for me. If it presents itself to me, it's presenting itself to me for a reason. And I
yeah.
have to be prayed up enough to understand what that reason is, so that I can, within my own life, within my own capabilities, make an action towards helping to change it if it's negative, or lift it up if it's greatness, if it's sharing a smile.
Yes. A little
you never
smirk.
Know what the next yeah you never know what the next person might be going through, you know. And so this is how we're able to feed each other those things that we need. We think about sustenance and, you know, and got to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but there's so many things in society that we could give to people that would nurture and feed their spirits, you know.
Yeah, because,
there's a lot
yeah,
of sadness
yes yes
there's a lot of sadness in the world. You know, and we have to be brightness and light.
And it's fun to be able to, like people say, well, Linda, is your show a hobby? I say, well, you know, hobbies are things that you enjoy doing. I say, no, mm-hmm. I use my voice because it's necessary. And this is the way I put it out there. I say that's why sharing and caring is so important. Everybody has an issue. We all have some type of issue. And it's very, very difficult to stay in balance. That's why we do things like Stephanie comes on and we talk about the chakras and we talk about the health and the wellness. See, everything, like you say, everything is food. And I really like how you set that out there, because we do have to eat, but we have to do the self-care is mental health care.
Absolutely.
And we have to feed our minds. No one, what I see is lack of kindness. Everybody is singing the me, not the we. See, we're all connected in here together. So that me makes them put out that behavior of, well, I don't have to do that or this and that. I stated about three shows ago when I was a young girl. And I share this with you all the time. You know, we have those stories told to us, you know, because our South Dominicans get a hold to you, right? And they would tell you, the Manies is the ones that raise you. And they'll sit you down or they'll take you to lunch or take shopping. But while you're going shopping and thinking you're having fun, you're really in class. And they had a way of doing it. But the way that they would do it was like making you think that it was a part of your operation, but they were laying those basics down there. They were pushing it every time they would open their mouth, it would be some type of instruction, life instruction, or life awareness, or something to keep yourself balanced, something to keep you... you have to be courageous, you know, you got that. So once my aunt told me, keep in mind, nobody is better than you are. And also keep in mind that you're no better than anybody else. It's a two-way blended thing. And keep that in order. So when you stop and look at it like that, just as you say, Mario, we're going through it. I hate that. That's happening. I hate that that you experience it, but that's the way it goes. And to see it outright, see it, and to understand. So I know that the young lady was having a fit. Did she remain unhandcuffed or what? Because that is her mom, and she's paying attention to everything. My mother was in a nursing home. My grandmother was in a nursing home. And years ago, my desire was to have a senior living facility, but I wanted youth to be running it because I like that connection of each one teach one. So with the youth, we could keep that youthful spirit in their bodies, and then they could get that wisdom, you know, from the seniors. Yes. But I have been in situations and have seen things. And like you say, by you having that experience of being a caregiver for over 20 years, you know what to spot, what to look for, you know what the language, and they can't fool you. They cannot fool you.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad that you shared that with me, because, you know, I'm the standby girl, okay? And people say, what do you mean by that? I said, have you ever been in a room and someone is not being treated so fairly? I said, I'm that girl. I said, I'm the standby girl. I speak up, stand up, and speak out for that individual. And I don't need you to do it for me, because I'll give you an example. When you're having meetings and you know how people come in and interrupt your topic, right? I never needed that standby girl, because I was going to stop them myself. So because I understand how that feels, and I understand that some persons are just whatever, that I have to be that standby girl. So I'm going to have to take a visit over there myself, okay? I'm going to be a visit. And because whoever the director is, her daughter is too close to her. She would get too emotional. But that needs to be checked out, okay? And
absolutely,
you have to be careful because you don't want, what can I say, ugly things done when you're not there. But that director
absolutely
needs to be put in check. That director needs to be put in check.
That's another point that I want to touch on to anyone listening that may have to deal with the situation. You might be dealing with it right now, but you may be dealing with it in the future with a loved one. Should you have to place them in a nursing home or a rehabilitation facility, make sure that you are always there, because the people tend to respond better and differently when they see that the patient is cared about. We understand that people have lives and people still have to go to work and things like that, but it's really important that if you have a loved one in a facility of this nature, that you are always there, that they see that you care about them, and that really makes a difference in the way that they treat your loved ones.
I got you. Well,
it
you
really
know,
makes a difference.
I enjoy, and, you know, I like the way that, you know, because I'm talking to the singing chef and we're speaking on food and food prep, but I like the way you brought that, you know, because food is our mental care, okay? Like
yeah
you say, we
yeah
have to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We also have to have self-care and mental health care so that we can
yeah
feed our minds
it's
and
vitally
our soul.
Important. It's vitally important, you know. I you were talking about me creating that kitchen last month at that event we did. You know, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. You have to be creative. You
yes
have to allow, you know, you have to allow the space in your brain so that you can be creative in situations like that, because you have to make a way out of no way, you know.
That's
and
right. That's right.
I'm glad that you were there, that the event was amazing. I was actually looking at a video that was posted about the event, about the party.
Okay.
And you got to check
okay
it out on Facebook. Sire posted a produced video, and it has the credits
okay
and everything in it, and it's really, really amazing. But that was one of the highlights of the year so far. I mean, we were tired as all get out when it was over with. Make sure that if you're ever working on concrete, you got the right shoes on, you got on compression socks, and if you're standing still, make sure you have a mat under your feet.
Yes.
Because
yes
if you're over the wonderful age of 50, you might go home regretting it.
If you're over the age of 30, you're gonna regret it, because that was.
You just never know. But it was an amazing event, and
it was. It was definitely
yes
bad.
The age of Aquarius, 70s birthday bath.
Yes. Beautiful people there, because he was a beautiful
yes
person. You know, like I tell people all the time, and I tell you all the time, you know, I don't like being around a whole lot of people. You know, I'm still a bit cautious here, but you are the only person that can make me move. We've gone from rooftop parties on the Sunday afternoon. I said, what in the world
yeah
am I doing up here?
Yeah.
I've seen it that Mario. But because of your heart, because of your care, look at what you noticed today, and it will get taken care of. And it is
absolutely
all food. We have to feed our bodies and feed our minds so that we can
absolutely
recognize what needs to be changed. And with you making the impossible possible, I've never seen a slack back or pull back of nothing. All these years I've known you, if there's a way, it's going to get done, because we and you make the impossible possible. What I laugh about I love seeing you in action. I have to tell it on you. I said, don't go in that kitchen. Don't go in that kitchen. If you do not want your feelings hurt and you want to enjoy yourself, do not go near that kitchen. Because if you're not supposed to be in there, you will not be up around his food. Okay, I imagine when people come over, you say, "Oh,
don't
I'm so hungry."
No,
I got to tell them the truth because they'll get an opportunity. I don't want their feelings hurt out there. He is the cleanest, the kindest, but you don't need to bring them germs up in his kitchen, and don't be picking and looking and asking for nothing. Okay, because you're just that type of chef, and that's why you're in great demand. You've been working, pandemic or not, they was pulling at you. And what I admired about you, if they said, well, I'm having a guest count of 75, you said, that's too many. I cannot make it safe. And wouldn't take their money. I said, now that's what I'm talking about. Okay, you know you're not supposed
Absolutely.
To have all them people crammed up breathing on each other at this particular time. I know you want to do
yes.
this event. I admired you for that, okay? I admired you.
Absolutely.
So persons, take heed out there, and for all of you persons that, you know, young adults, old adults, and you're helping out Aunt Sue with an event, like get that mat. I better wear some rubberized tennis shoes, some with some springs on them. But I think what I'm going to do, the first thing to come out of my mouth, because, you know, I'll move with, and you're the only one I'll move with. If you call, I'm going to be there. Because when I call, you're
so
there. But the first thing out of my mouth is going to be, excuse me, can you tell me the material that's on the floor that we will be walking on? Because if they say cement,
yes.
I know what to
you
put
know,
in that.
All in all, it was worth all of it, you know. And
I
had a few events during the month of February. It was a beautiful Black History Month. I did a few events for the Crystal Stairs organization. They were honoring their caregivers. And we did a breakfast for them on Saturday in the midst of that storm we had here in Los Angeles on Saturday. But it turned out beautiful. The caregivers that were able to make it out in all of that rain were really appreciative and enjoyed the food. I collaborated with my sister. I've known her since she was about 10 years old. She has a catering business called Soul of the South. Chef Nicole Martin.
I helped
her. We collaborated together and did the event together on Saturday. And then I'm getting ready to meet my family on vacation.
Yay.
I'm going to be leaving LA for about 13 days. We've rented a house out in the Outer Banks in Corolla, North Carolina. And usually when I get together with family, I am the scheduled chef for the entire time. But this is going to be a chance. Yeah, but this is going to be a chance for me to relax and enjoy myself. Out of the 7 days we're going to be at the house, I'm only cooking two of them, and I'm so happy that I get to sit back and enjoy my nieces and nephews, who I've taught very well as my mother taught them all very well what they know about cooking. And so it's going to be an enjoyable time. I'm going to make some gumbo on the. I'm going to do some gumbo on the first night, and then honor my mother's memory on the Friday night with a fish fry and make some of her favorite dishes. And they're looking forward to that. I'm just looking forward to being by the ocean and getting in the jacuzzi, my self-care, so that when I get back to L.A., because when I get back, I'm hopping right back into – are we there?
You're hopping back. Yeah, I heard a job. You're hopping right
when
back
I get back, I have
job.
A bridal shower that's a few days after I get back. So I'm coming back and getting right back into work. So I'm going to make sure that I just enjoy myself and relax and rejuvenate and just get my mind right and just take out the opportunity to get some reading done, maybe writing. And like I said, some jacuzzi time and some walking on the beach time because I don't get in the ocean. But unless I'm in a boat. But I'm going to enjoy this time with the family.
I'm going to tell you, and I know that they're glad you're coming. I know, but let me tell you about that family. But I don't have to tell you. You know, you cooking on Monday.
Yeah, I told them I wasn't coming, and the next thing I know, there was a ticket. a ticket confirmation in my email. Yes, you are coming.
Oh, yeah, you coming. But see, you know, you got there's going to be one or two. And I'm mixing your family with mine. You know, when their day is coming up, say last week, if Ann is going to have to cook Wednesday, that's her day. And start getting a headache on Tuesday, okay? And be backing out because she know her day is coming up, right?
I'm expecting some of that, or I'm going to get hey, Unc, can you help me with this?
Uh-huh. But if you disappear and go hide out in the bottom of the boat, they can't find you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was starting to eat. They know they own.
Yeah. Well, I know how to play. I know how to play drunk really well.
Okay.
Oh, I can't help you, baby. I done had too much champagne. I can't.
I got you. But it sounds like it's gonna be a great affair. You'll be able to kick back and relax, and I'm glad that they did, because I know that's not the first ticket they sent for you. They fly you all over the world.
They're always sending the tickets so that I don't have an excuse.
That's what I'm talking
or make
about.
One.
Okay.
I love them I love them for it, though.
I know. But
it's a wonderful thing to love. You know, and there's a scripture in the Bible that says, "He that has friends must first show himself friendly." And when I read that many years ago as a child, I tried to carry that as a mantra, you know, and I find friends everywhere I go, but to be loved and cared for and be held in such high regard, you know, by your family, it's a wonderful thing.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely that.
Thing. So I'm humbled and honored and thrilled at the very thought of getting together with them, because every so often I start missing them. You know, my brother is here in Los Angeles, but he lives kind of far away. So we don't see each other. He's out actually in San Bernardino County. And then my younger sister is still here in L.A., but three of my sisters are in Florida, so I don't get to see them like I get to see. We video chat and that kind of thing, but being around them, I don't have to worry about a thing when I'm around these three.
I got
you. And so I just get excited whenever it is that I get to go and see them.
Well, it's
and they're
like
counting the days. The house that we chose is amazing. It's absolutely stunning.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that. Just having a great time. There's supposed to be some surprises. So I think I got some relatives that I don't know are coming that are going to be popping up and that kind of thing as well. So it's going to be nice, almost like a family reunion.
Well, you deserve it, Mario. You are the hardest working, you're the one-stop shopper. I'm going to say it again. All they need to do is make the phone call. All they need to do is have their count, have their menu. If they don't have it, you can blend them up for them. That's part of the service. They don't know what they want. You can give them some ideas. I think I pay for that information, though, but we fight all the time. We always get into it. I love you to death because we say, okay, I got 75 coming. They got 75, and they call you the day before and say, They dropped down to 50. What I tell you, Mario, they just going to have 25 dinners left over, okay? Because they got to take them all. They're going to have 25 leftover dinners because what people don't realize, like you say, your day is Monday and Friday. I want you to call me when that niece say, can you do this for me on Wednesday? Because this is happening and my finger is... I know they coming. I'll come see. They know that you
Absolutely.
You know they're
yes,
coming.
They are. I know them like I know the back of my hand, so I already know to be prepared.
Just tell me. Just text me and say, hey, it happened on Wednesday. You're in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen, and it's not my day.
Yeah. Just because this is happening. It's gonna be one or two because they know. They know.
Absolutely. I was trying to get in here to get my phone charged up before calling in, and I want to do this tribute before I lose any. I'd like to also pay tribute to Wayne with this song from The Sound of Music. It's entitled Climb Every Mountain. I dedicate this not only to Wayne, but to everyone listening, no matter what your dream is, never give up on your dream. Always follow it till you can't find it anymore because it's already existing.
All right, Mario, thank you. Give it to us. I don't want that phone to dial. Hurry up.
Climb every mountain, search high and low, follow every byway, every path you know. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream. A dream that will need all the love you can give every day of your life for as long as you live. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream. A dream that will need all the love you can give every day of your life for as long as you live. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream.
Wow. Mario, the singing chef. Thank you. Thank you.
Remember that, people. Follow every rainbow until you find your dream. Never give up on a good thing. And you are a good thing.
Never give up on a good thing. And on that note, I'm going to say, listeners, this is the Singing Chef Mario Tate and the Tate Experience. And it is an experience. And it's always exciting, no matter where he is, no matter what he does. Mario, we want you to have a good time, but text me when, let me know which one of them great nieces did that, because it's coming, it's coming.
All
you
right.
know, I know that coming.
All right. We've got 6 days to get you that key lime pie.
Yeah, can you? Well, you
well,
know what?
Let me ask you.
It takes the same blend. So if you do two for me, I could have one when you leave, and when you come back, I know you're gonna be busy. I could. Can I put that in the? Will it hold for? Can you? Yeah, fix my key line.
You can freeze it. You can freeze it.
Okay. Well, you got to do the same batter to do however you mix it up. It's just on you. You got a couple of days. And, I mean, that would really put a smile on my face. It really would. And it would
Absolutely.
Make sure I'd have a piece every day that you guys are there celebrating.
You.
I'll be celebrating with you over here with my key lime pie. I love it.
And I want to take this moment to say to you, I love you with all of my heart, and I thank you so much for all of your support. And for always being my number one advertisement and cheerleader. You are the best. I wouldn't trade you for anything in the world. You're worth more than gold to me.
I love you, too, and that's what you do. And like you say, when you want to have friends, you have to be a friend. And I can say this has been over years and years and years. And before we go, and I hope somebody's listening, because I'm going to make a visit over there to that rehab center tomorrow and see what's going on. They don't know me, but I'll pin it up, too. And if you need that posse to move on there, because that is unheard of, and thank you for sharing that with the listeners. Keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
If you have loved ones there, check on them, because staff don't really care. You know, it's just a paycheck for them, and it's so sad that it's like that. And we're living life with a purpose, and self-care is mental health care.
Yeah.
We must feed our minds and our souls. Mario, we love you. Tell the better half I said, okay. And what do you need for the key line pies? What day can I pick it up? I'm going to hold you to this. So shall we talk about it over the weekend?
Wednesday will probably be the best day.
Okay, let me know how you're moving on that. I don't want to put pressure, but I am putting pressure. I want my key line
pies. It's no pressure. It's just a matter of getting it done. Okay.
Mario, thank you for your song. Thank you for you. Thank you for being here, supporting us, and giving us this insight. And I'm going to tell you, do not allow anyone else to prepare your events but the Tate experience. And when I say you are going to experience an experience, believe me, I back him 100%. I even move with him so I can know what I'm talking about, okay? I can't do nothing but plug in the plug and maybe put a napkin, a dolly in the tray, but I'm in there, okay? I have to be so that I can know what I'm speaking of. You're going to get top-notch, fresh. And you can take somebody from Japan to Dubai, whatever you need, he can make it, okay? Whatever. So if you want to go to China, hey, we go Chinese. Mario Tate, the singing chef. And the Tate experience is someone that you want to look up, believe me. And you will never, ever, ever get anybody else. And you will not be disappointed. And I'm going to leave the listeners with that. Mario, we love you. I'll see
Thank you
on
darling.
Wednesday, whether I have to come on the skateboard or wherever I am. I'll be there. It's going to be whatever you feel. Whatever you have in the box is okay. I'm not going to put a lot of pressure on you. But it'll make me happy to have one while you're gone and have one when you get back, so I won't bother you, because you said they're already pulling at you. And you know how I am about my key lime pie.
Yes,
I love you, Mario.
I love you too, my love. Okay, we'll talk
you,
soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All righty. Mario,
have a wonderful March, everyone.
Yes. Thank you.
Have a wonderful March. Thank you.
Love.
why did you say it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life.
Yeah.